treat a problematic gallbladder with grapeseed extract and skip seeing your doctor. How idiotic is that? Use your common sense and remember that God made doctors to help you. Just as I say not to negate traditional medicine, don't dismiss alternative treatments either. In other words, you have options, so utilize them all to your best advantage. Holistic medicine includes some great treatments, just as conventional medicine does. Prayer, meditation, hypnosis, acupuncture, nutrition, and diet and herbs and supplements are all holistic treatments that have proven to be quite successful. I've written this book to assist any of you who can be healed from illness due to cell memory or mental disharmony, which are very similar, for one can trigger the other and vice versa. Cell memory and mental disharmony may be behind most maladies, but negativity causes them to activate. It also helps if you take stock of the people and situations surrounding you and decide what sets off your anxieties. My intent is to give you ways to heal yourself with the aid of your doctors, as well as provide preventative maintenance advice that will ensure a healthy life. I want to emphasize that you should try to eat well, engage in some exercise, and keep joy and positive thoughts in your mind. And these effects go a long way towards wellness. Keep your will strong, believe in miracles, and most of all, know that God can heal, if you're just open to it. This is the introduction now. I have found that almost all illness comes from one of three factors: cell memory, mental disharmony, or as part of our charts. When we're on the other side, we determine what we want to learn and experience for God and our own souls. Then before we incarnate, we map out our goals for that particular life, along with any obstacles we'll need to overcome to endure. Since everybody who lives must also die, we chart our death and the circumstances of it as well. Some of us may chart to perish in an accident, others from old age, and still others from warfare or violence. Yet many choose to die from illness or disease. If we've written being sick into our charts to experience it, this doesn't mean that we're unable to be healed, for we might have also written that into our charts. There are cases, however, when people write in an illness to experience and learn from, but they also put in that they won't recover. As fatalistic as this may seem, many individuals aren't meant to be cured, nor do they want to be, at least on a soul level. Science tells us that illness and disease come from germs or viruses that invade our bodies. Germs and viruses certainly do contribute to poor health, but the cause is much larger in scope. What makes one person more susceptible to being sick than another? While scientists will say that some individuals have fewer antibodies to fight things off or aren't immune to certain afflictions because of their DNA makeup, it doesn't explain why some people have this particular DNA or cell structure while others don't. They may say that it's due to heredity or good genes, but they're still missing the boat. All human beings have the same capability to battle whatever may compromise our health, but some don't activate that capability as well as others do. Why? It's a result of the combination of not knowing how to do it, not being aware of alternative or preventative treatment methods, and not keeping the mind healthy in its outlook and optimal functions. You see, most of us don't know how to stimulate our own defenses to prevent illness. Sure, we know little things such as keeping our environment and body clean to eliminate germs or isolating ourselves from those who are infected. But how do we reach our inner defense systems? Science tells us that such systems activate by themselves almost autonomously, such as when white blood cells attack an infection.